City Awakening by Stephen Wilson. I rose early as the Italian city of Verona stirs gently from its slumber. The sun's soft rays begin to slowly warm up the cool morning breeze, helping to clear the haze, like water washing sleep from a newly woken child's tired eyes. Cafes on the periphery of the Piazza Brea start unfurling their sun-bleached canopies, displaying once more the many famous family names. Names known locally for the excellence of their ice creams, cakes, and coffee. Waiters dressed smartly in black and white appear, as if from nowhere, carrying tables and chairs, preparing for a busy day's trade, while the aroma of freshly ground coffee becomes stronger as the numerous cafes, one by one, open their doors. It caresses the smell of the freshly baked bread rolls, like lovers in a passionate embrace, and like a black widow spider strumming its web to attract a mate, attempts to entice the passing pedestrians. Some pedestrians succumb, while others maintain their self-control and walk on. Street cleaners carry out their duties while calling to each other. Jokes are cracked, laughs sounded, and banter exchanged, while beautiful females walk by. Some banter is complimentary, some suggestive, but all accepted in good spirit. Office workers dressed impeccably like mannequins in a shop window stroll along the extra-wide pavement. No one hurries. Many amble as though they have all the time in the world, while others appear to be in deep thought, pondering their concerns away like some sort of self-help therapy. To the early rising tourists, they appear like fashion models on an outdoor catwalk, elegant, poised, and cultured, instilling envy in the observer. They too wish to look that good, but the years have been unkind to them, and therefore no longer a possibility, except in their minds. Occasionally, hand-holding couples pass by, smiling to each other, recalling perhaps an intimate moment a few hours earlier. Only they know if this is true, but are keeping others guessing. It may be early in the day, but the young men have already donned the designer sunglasses. The darker, the better. An essential fashion accessory, perhaps. However, they help hide their straying eyes from the lovers at the moment, hiding their appreciation of any approaching females. Across the way, looming high into the air, is the dark, ominous ruin of a Colosseum, a reminder of the mighty Roman Empire. The powerful walls stand firm, and still carry the weight of thousands of tourists each year. A testament to the excellence of Roman builders. A time when life meant very little and entertainment ruled. It was used by the emperor of the day when wishing to subdue dissatisfaction within the populace, contrasting greatly from the city of love image of today. The ordered coffee arrives and is placed on the table with panache by a handsome young man. The theatrical event adds to the elegance of the white froth and softly sprinkled coffee powder on top. I look down the Piazza Brea. The sun continues rising toward its zenith. Groups of tourists start appearing from all directions, led by individuals holding umbrellas aloft, like some sort of lighthouse beacon. The cafes begin to fill up. Traffic noise increases and the pavement fills to capacity. The day has begun.